are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back our local hour here on North Idaho Radio, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. Keep that in mind next time you're on the road, or maybe you get scratchy reception wherever you are. You can You can do that.
That's an old school like radio or record reference, right?
Scratchy. Yeah. It's like my first job at K Otter, and in college before that, all of our records were scratchy.
Yeah.
It was like, what's he doing playing a brand new record? You can't do that. Anyway, it is our local hour here on KSBT KBFI. It is Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10. You regular listeners and you irregular listeners know that this is our weekly radio talk show where we take a look at a top 10 list of something pertinent to what's going on, and there certainly is no shortage of stuff going on these days. Man, oh man, oh, I can hardly keep up with it. You know, here at North Idaho Radio, and when this whole pandemic thing broke out, well, here in the United States anyway, we went on lockdown here at Blue Sky Broadcasting, so we weren't letting other talk show hosts in the building, and certainly not any other guests, so unfortunately for you listeners, I hosted the local noon hour every day for about 9 weeks. And I spoke with so many doctors and healthcare professionals during those couple of months that I'm pretty certain I could pass the medical exam right now. I'd give it a good run. Anyway, so for the past few weeks, Ricky and I on Wednesdays have been putting COVID on the back burner because, well, frankly, we were burnt out on talking about it. But there's obviously been a serious uptick in cases here in Bonner County, a little bit in Boundary County, but mostly in Bonner County. So we thought we'd take a look at how we might be able to cheer up during these weird-ass times. So today it's going to be Ricky's Top 10 Quarantine Mood Boosters.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah, and as always, we traveled the world cyberly, the globe, looking for a very special guest, a world-renowned expert on mood boosting. And Ricky, who is this lovely young lady sitting across from us?
Well, it's somebody that has dedicated her career to changing people's moods and helping improve their lives. It is none other than Caitlin Shook.
Oh.
Well, hi, everybody. Hold the applause.
Looking very rose gold, fabulous, I should say, head to toe.
Thank you.
Rose gold.
Okay, that's great. We'll get to those top. Do you both have your top tens?
No.
Betcha.
Yes, I do.
You better. Before we get to a couple of things in the news, speaking of COVID, there were 20 new cases in Bonner County over the weekend. Just two yesterday, unfortunately, as of 13 minutes ago, seven new ones reported today. Also sticking in the COVID thing, the Bonner County Rodeo has been canceled for this year. And I think yesterday, right here on this program, they're talking about how everything's a go. But Darcy at the fairgrounds yesterday afternoon sending out a press release going, you know, to protect the participants and the vendors and the people coming. And just, it's just, you just can't do it.
Well, and Panhandle Health District, too, put out a press release yesterday saying that they are, if you have insurance and a primary care provider in your town, then they are the ones that have to call in the COVID-19 test order. They are only calling in orders for people without insurance or a primary care provider. So if that's you, still call Panhandle Health District if you feel like you've been exposed and want to get tested. If you do have a primary care provider, please go through them just to save Panhandle Health District the time. They're short-staffed. They're dealing with hundreds of phone calls a day. So they're trying to narrow it down so that you go through your primary instead.
Very good. And you can go to Panhandle Health District Sandpoint. Great website. It's got everything you need to know. So the fair itself, the Bonner County Fair, is still a go, which I think as of right now, you can safely distance and do that fair.
I hope so. Caitlin's actually an award-winning fair participant.
I remember that.
Yes, of course.
From my bunnies?
From your guinea pigs. I thought it was guinea pigs, yeah.
And bunnies.
Mm-hmm. You don't know your guinea pigs from your bunnies?
Mm-hmm.
And you won? That's anyway,
they really just hand out those ribbons.
as of right now, the fair is still a go, and God, I certainly hope so, and we get that off because everybody, we need some good news and community involvement. But for August 14th and 15th, the rodeo is not going to happen this year. And probably the biggest news, COVID-wise, in the last hour is the announcement from Walmart. Mm. That they are requiring masks.
For customers.
For customers and, of course, employees. That's a given. But for customers now, and I don't go to Walmart, so I'm not sure if people have been wearing masks or not. My guess is probably mostly not. I'm just guessing, though. So if you want to go maskless to Walmart, you still can go for the next few days because it goes into effect on Monday the 20th.
Mm. So stock up.
So stock up on your maskless items, I guess. That's big.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Subway restaurants, too, nationwide masks.
Subway is?
Because
I know Starbucks, Costco, Best Buy, and the Dan Hall Studios right here in Sandpoint. Dan is in dialysis. He cannot.
Good for Dan. Yes. Yeah,
so he will provide you with a mask to enter his store. Anyway, so that's what's happening in the news. Of course, this afternoon, Wednesday Farmers Market is in Farmers Park, Farm and Park. 3 to 5:30. And it's well spaced out. There's not a lot of vendors on Wednesdays. I noticed on Saturday last week, there were a lot more of the regular vendors from previous years showing up.
They also require a mask to go inside, so please don't take that out on volunteers telling you you can't come in without a mask. Yeah,
there you go. The winery asked us to announce that they had music canceled for this week. I mean, they had music scheduled for this weekend, but they have canceled it.
Dang it.
Because of the rise in, you know, about 6 weeks ago, we were still in single digits here in Bonner County. And in the last 2 weeks, or 17 days, I should say, we've gone to 87 cases. We've got 80 new cases. In a very short, as we entered into July. Just take that, just what's happening.
Yeah.
There is going to be live music at Schweitzer on the 18th. Come up to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, 2:30 to 4:30, Justin James Band. And Chimney Rock is going to be having cold drinks and food and stuff like that. For Schweitzer is a great place to go, especially now we're getting into this near 90-degree weather. It's perfect at Schweitzer. Take a chairlift ride, ride your bike around up there, hike. Pretty cool. Two Tones in Bonner's Ferry is hosting live jazz on the 18th, 6 to 9, with Bright Moments.
Well, they're really making the rounds.
They are making the rounds since entertainment started up again. They're hitting all the... It's free and open to the public. That's Two Tones in Bonner's Ferry. And on the 19th, Schweitzer also has live music with Trego. So... Schweitzer's wide open. They can they can pretty safe distance up there.
And they've been wiping down chairlifts between rides. They're doing a very good job of sanitizing everything.
Yeah, so that's what's happening here. What's happening for Ricky's Top 10? We have Caitlin Shook with us in Ricky's Top 10 Quarantine Mood Boosters. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on down to the studio and do this for us. And we'll get to it right after this.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the summer season. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Trinity at City Beach is gearing up for the most exciting and challenging summer season yet and is looking for hard-working, motivated, community-minded individuals to join our team. Trinity will be hiring dining room, lounge, and kitchen staff for a fast-paced, high-volume environment on the shores of Lake Ponderay. If you're interested in joining our team this summer, drop off your application and resume or call us at 208-255-7558. Stop in soon, Trinity at City Beach.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenay, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. That's 800-281-0266.
Farmers Insurance knows that the dense coat of a brown bear on a hot summer day can make a cool swimming pool look awfully inviting. And what happens next? Well, that can sound awfully destructive. And we covered it. Talk to a farmer's agent who knows a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call your local farmer's agent, Chris Martin, at 263-7407 or stop by 214 Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
And we are back. Bob Witte along with you with Ricky's Top 10 for this week. And I shouldn't have mentioned about becoming, I was joking about becoming a medical expert because during the break, our engineer Derek said, hey, you know, I've got this rash. I was wondering.
Oh, gosh.
No, not doing it.
Keep your pants on, Derek.
Now we're into summer and we're into driving. You guys were talking about summer driving through downtown Sandpoint. Remember the cell phone law?
Yes.
As of July the 1st. That,
love it.
Yeah, yes. It's about time.
Yeah.
You can be pulled over. You will not be cited until January, but you'll get pulled over and get a stern warning. And when you get pulled over around here and the cops have their lights flashing and all your friends drive by, it's not that it's ever happened, but it's humiliating. So keep that in mind and don't be talking, or worse yet is texting.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am now a reformed texter and
Bob
driver.
Witte.
Not
hey
doing it.
God, Bob. Anyway,
it is so tempting. One of my kids will text me, oh, no.
It'll be there when you're done driving. That's the thing about text
just
messages.
Just put it away.
Exactly. One more thing about driving in North Idaho this summer is we have, with no Canadians, we still have a record number of tourists in town. You can tell from all of the bazillion Washington plates and plates from all over states that never used to come here. And I just wish that tourists didn't drive like they're from out of town. It is so frustrating. Like, they just stop in the middle of the street like, hey, should we go to Starbucks? Yeah. I don't know. It's like, why don't you pull over and talk about it?
I have never used my horn more than I have this spring and summer.
Just haven't been driving. That
That's smart. Yeah.
I don't get
if I had my
people
bike back from Bonner County Bicycle.
I have caught myself several times. Just drive your car. Anyway, we're here to cheer up today. So ladies, cheer us up.
Thank you. Like you said, we did several quarantine shows. We did our top 10 quarantine songs playlist and binge watching shows and all that fun stuff that we could do while I was quarantining. But we haven't done it in a while. So Caitlin came up with the idea because it's summertime and you're supposed to be in a good mood, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are. It was a rough winter. It was a terrible spring. It's been rainy. So top 10 mood boosters, I think, was an excellent idea because it is stuff that I do every day to try to make myself less stressed.
Yeah. And let's all admit it, everybody's a little bit depressed right now.
Yeah,
there's
exactly
a lot of stuff going on in the world, and mm-hmm. we need to just take a moment to please ourselves a little bit during the day.
No crying yet. Let's get into it.
exactly.
So if you want to go first, we can start with your number 10.
Okay. My number 10 is Go to the Woods. Just however you can.
Yeah.
I've been going to Pine Street Woods, Syringa Trails. Just take a walk in the woods.
Perfect.
And if you can go camping, even better.
Yes. Yeah. Don't ask me where.
Yeah, we've gone through that over the years. But Pine Street Woods, how are the crowds there? I'm curious because that's one of the things that people can do safely as a family is go for a hike. Is it getting crowded now that we have great weather? Are things wide open?
Well, I went when it was kind of not a great day. So
right.
But yeah, the last two times I went, there was hardly anybody there.
Yeah.
And there's so many trails. It's just like exactly. such a vast area. Yeah, you can really.
Oh, we're so lucky here in North Idaho, you know, like Gold Hill, even the Pondere Bay Trail, or one that people don't really take advantage of, the Sand Creek bike path, just to go for a walk. It's mm-hmm. it's pretty
awesome.
It's
one of my favorites. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice one.
Good one.
Thanks, guys.
My number 10, speaking of the hands-free driving law, turn off your phone. Ooh. When you get home from work at night, don't check social media on your computer, turn your phone off, or just set it down and do something else. I've been reading for an hour when I get home every day. I've thought about starting yoga just in my living room. I have an hour before anyone else gets home from work.
That's
I might
the
as
first
well
step,
just do something like
thinking
that.
About
just,
it.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's
but
the start.
Just not jumping right on social media. It just feels so good taking a break from it and not thinking about things for a minute.
I need to do that, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
I do that when I first wake up. It's a bad idea.
I'm not on Instagram, but I do Facebook, mainly to keep up with kids and friends and pictures of their puppy and all that. But it's become so political, and especially with the coronavirus, that people who, you know, barely graduated from high school are now infectious disease experts. Mm-hmm. It's like, and who knows where all that news is coming from. And it's just like, you know what? I'm not doing this right now.
Yeah.
Just not going.
Just
there,
take a break.
A pause.
How's your puppy?
Yeah. Number nine.
Let's get in one more. We'll take a break.
Number nine is give yourself a mani-pedi.
Mm.
Always cheers me up.
Good one. That is, we had a really good spa day a couple of weeks ago. It was
drink some
great.
Rosé and soak your feet.
Yeah.
Scrub.
It feels good.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, so, just don't spill the entire pedicure bucket on the living room carpet.
You know, remind you, we come on right after Rush Limbaugh and then ABC News. What is a mani-pedi exactly?
Manicure/pedicure.
Yeah.
For, you know,
so
you do
manicures
your
nails on your hands.
But it's not just painting your toes and nails, because that you know, men can do mani-pedis too. And
yeah.
Men can paint their toes and nails, whatever you want to do. But no, just scraping off all the dead, gross stuff.
Yeah.
Especially summer feet. It's gross.
Exactly.
Just give yourself a little treat.
Yeah.
Bob's rolling his eyes.
Well, it's one way to get you to wash your hands when you're done.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Your dad, Caitlin, could use that more than anyone.
Yeah, his hands are filthy.
Well, it's a bike shop. He works in a bike shop. It's grease. It's normal. So my number nine is something that you could actually relate to, Bob Witte, is garden. Go out in your yard and plant a garden. There's probably an existing garden for you to play in. It doesn't have to be that stressful. You can make it pretty easy on yourself. One, by living on a giant commune where everyone else weeds for you. but also, it's just kind of a relaxing thing. It's an excuse to put your phone down, sit outside for a half an hour, and tend to growing living things. It's very satisfying. And there's a payoff. There's either like a flower or a bush or a shrub.
There's
or
often a flower.
A vegetable. Yeah. There's some kind of payoff at the end.
Eat a pea.
Eat a pea.
And we've talked about this on these shows before, but most of the garden centers and Bonners and Sandpoint this spring have had record number of years because there's so many people self-quarantining or out of work that didn't have really anything else to do. It's like, well, we can't or we shouldn't at least go to a bar or go to a movie or go out, but we can garden. And so that, you know.
And chickens. Chickens were going off. Everywhere I was, when we got our chickens, it was like toilet paper. You had to wait in line. They said it was just a record year. They've never had this many people getting chickens.
Yeah, we have 8 chickens.
And I've noticed, like, in the newspapers, the ads for want ads for buying puppies.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't any puppies available.
People have
got them all. And the animal shelter has been really short on animals, which is great.
Yeah.
Because people have been adopting them. So those are things that all people have picked up instead. And I know that gardening, for me, I only have a limited amount of space, but I'm addicted to buying stuff.
You are.
And so I come home going, okay, where am I going to plant these peppers? I don't. Should never go to farmer's market ever again. Anyway, we are going to take a break. We have Caitlin Shook with us. Of course, it's Ricky. Ricky's top 10, what do we call it? Mood boosters here during a kind of a depressing time. But, you know, sun's out, beautiful days. Summer is actually here. So let's all cheer up, and we'll continue to cheer up after this.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes, and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to SuperOneFoods.net and shop online today.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be... breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef indoor water park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone.
And score another for the wave pool.
Are you a catheter user with a busy life? If your doctor has you using a catheter, don't let that slow you down. Not all catheters are the same. The best ones are pain-free, easy to use, and cause less infections. There's the new Ultra and Pocket catheters, made so you can use them anywhere. And with your Medicare insurance, we can ship your supplies discreetly to your home at little or no cost to you. Call today. It's a free call. Plus, with Medicare, you qualify for free shipping. Most of our catheters are tested every day by real users, and we guarantee your comfort. Don't let your catheter hold you back. Call now. With your Medicare card, learn about our free shipping program. Call MedInvios, your catheter company, right now. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. That's 800-296-1206.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Yes, that's 1-800-296-1206. 800-296-1206.
What was that?
It's a... that catheter commercial catheters are the same. They have pocket catheters, he said.
Yes.
Does that work? You put it in your pocket and it's like...
It's for me.
Pocket catheters. And medical experts test the catheters every day. So like they're going to come to your house and go,
yeah,
I'm going to try on your catheter.
It feels...
It doesn't feel
very COVID friendly.
It's just weird. Let's change the subject. Let's get to top 10 mood boosters. We have Caitlin Shook with us and of Ricky's top 10. Ricky?
We're on our number 8, top 10 quarantine mood boosters. Caitlin, what's your...
I have the pause, the radio number. Pause. Mood boosters.
I've learned everything I know from Bob Witte.
It's very professional. So my number 8 is make a fancy dinner. Challenge yourself to cook something really fancy. Even if it's just for one,
yeah,
two, whatever, your fam, what apps. I don't know. It always makes me feel cool because then, you know, it might make you feel worse if you really don't nail it.
But yeah.
At least you tried.
Yeah. But don't put that pressure on yourself either. Yeah, you know, it's just okay to make mistakes. So, I've been baking a lot of cakes.
Oh, yes. And they're delish.
I know you love to eat cakes.
I do.
So would you... like try something new or something that you know you do well, or what are you thinking?
Whatever you're feeling. I usually just do something I know I do well, just because it's a guarantee you make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to challenge myself to try something new.
And the reason I'm asking, because I was just thinking about it this morning, I've been eating at home much more than ever.
Yeah.
Just because of all the tourists in town, just everything. I mean, I want to support businesses, but just been making more sandwiches and stuff at home. Is like I'm getting kind of bored with what I normally do, kind of reaching out.
Yeah, totally.
And a week ago, I couldn't have told you what a pierogi is, and now I'm making them.
Yeah. Ooh. He used the F and V word. He's eating fruits and vegetables.
Oh, my gosh, Bob.
I know. I'm so proud of him.
Who, Bob? He's gardening? He's right? Eating vegetables?
It's amazing. My number eight is, this always helps me, especially when I'm having trouble organizing my thoughts, or I have something to say and I'm not quite sure how to say it, or even I'm just not quite sure why I feel upset. I write a letter. I can write it to myself or to whoever is annoying me or I'm upset with, and whether or not I ever give it to them is not the point, but just writing it down and organizing your thoughts really helps me, and then it's out there and you can just get over it. You know, like, it really helps calm you down and get to that point where you can think about it rationally. So yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a great one. And your older sister, mm-hmm. your one and only older sister,
yes,
everybody else is younger, likes to write postcards mm-hmm. and snail mail them, and
it's
the,
fun,
the sound of it, you think, yeah, it's kind of dumb, but then when I got one from her just the other day, I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
She took the time to write this cute little note and go to the mailbox yeah. and drop it in, and the mailman brought it here and put it in my box, and just a little day brightener.
That's how mail works, yeah. No, I really do like her postcards. That's great.
Yeah. Postcard.
Number seven.
Okay, going with your fancy dinner, make a fancy cocktail.
I like that. I don't have cocktails on my list. Might be the first list I've ever written without a cocktail.
However, we have done top 10 favorite like summer cocktails.
We totally have, yeah.
Before. So what is a Bradley fancy clean. Cocktail?
I was just looking up because Ricky and I, we have a cherry tree in the backyard and we were just... I had the spark of inspiration to make brandied cherries or maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
So I was looking at recipes for that, and then all the cool cocktails that go with those, you know, like old fashions and Manhattans and stuff. And then I found another recipe for O-R-G-E-A-T. I think it's like a French thing. It's like, it's an almondy syrup with orange blossom flour.
Essence? It's French. It's probably pronounced
Yeah. Well, it's spelled,
the there's a reason I stick with coconut. It's easy.
It's not fancy, Bob. Anyway, this recipe to make this has cherry pits in it.
Oh,
and it
cherry
brings
pits.
Out the bitterness of the almond.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, let's try
you
it.
Make this orange cool like almondy orange syrup, and then you put it in. Yum. It's best known for in Mai Tais.
Oh, okay. I say go for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mai Tai.
And now that you brought that up, you know, a lot of people are not going to bars because of the whole, you know, safe distancing thing.
Yeah.
But for the first time ever, bars have been able to serve alcoholic drinks to go.
To go.
Really?
Yeah.
So if they you come wanna,
it's like
in
Vegas
jar?
Out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a free-for-all. You can't drink in the streets, but you can take your cocktails to go with you.
It's like you've been able to in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And New Orleans has drive-through bars. But now you can do it. You can go to the 219 or wherever and get your cocktails. Or you can go to the jalapenos, get your margaritas to go.
To go.
Crazy.
I know. It's genius.
Wow.
Genius.
My number seven is slightly different. It's rearranged furniture. This is on a lot of my like spring cleaning shows. It is the opposite of cocktails. But I love rearranging my furniture.
Me too.
We just shampooed our carpets in the house and never put the dining room table back in the living room. And we just rearranged all the living room furniture. And it's wide open and beautiful and smells good again. And it
smelled
really
bad
fun.
Before you moved the furniture?
Oh, it sure did. Yeah. We just moved into this house and didn't clean the carpets. And it needed
it. Gross.
It was gross. Yeah. Much
she has always loved, even before all this, to move furniture. Yeah. I remember years ago when she moved back home briefly to live with me before finding her own place. Mm-hmm. And I came home one day and the furniture, which I liked the way it was, was completely different.
Yes.
And I think I was brutally honest. She goes, what do you think? I go, I liked the way it was. Yeah, whatever.
Fun. Change up your...
Exactly. Yes. Something new.
Space.
Yeah. Number six.
Take a drive.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. That's always something to help me clear my mind, and I just listen to music or no music and just think and drive and look at stuff.
That is one thing that that's one thing that's not going well for me is that I don't like driving, and I love being a passenger in somebody's car, and that's really rough right now because if you want to go somewhere with a friend, you have to drive separately unless you're quarantining together. And so I'm very reluctant to go anywhere where I have to drive because I don't enjoy it. So that's one thing that's not sitting well with me, but I'm still doing it. It's not that bad. in reality, I can drive myself.
Driving can be very therapeutic. And I found myself at the beginning of this whole COVID when we're all in the shutdown mode and the weather was still really crummy, a lot of rain and just wet and gray. That was my Sunday thing. Sure. I mean, you know, the border closed. So what did I do that first Sunday? I drove up to the border and come, yep, it's closed.
Just needed a confirmation.
Yeah.
Just got me. I mean, I knew it was closed, but I just had to see it for myself. And it was just a therapeutic drive. Mm-hmm. So driving to Bonner's and north of there is very nice. Going out to Hope, western Montana.
That's like one of my favorite drives.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
You know, just head down to Rathrum and then take 41 mm-hmm. back up around Priest River. And it's just good to get out and drive.
Good one. I like that one. Yeah. My number six is to make smoothies. And like you were saying, I'm just kind of tired of the things that I eat every day. And right now we have this giant cherry tree dropping like cherries and vegetables that, you know, like, you don't necessarily want to munch on some Swiss chard or some kale, but put it in a smoothie and dress it up a little bit. And it's super good.
Do you even do that from the garden kale?
Not yet. Oh. I actually needed to ask you if you have a blender I can borrow because I can't find mine since the move. But we can talk about that later. But it's just a healthy kind of way to start the morning. You can make it sweet or protein packed or whatever. And it's just kind of a nice little, like we're saying, mood boost first thing in the morning to get this, like, you know, kick of fruits and vegetables in a delicious little package.
I made one this morning.
Nice.
So did you put kale in it?
No, I usually don't. I like kale on its own. So
yeah.
Here's my theory behind kale is that, you know, like, 20 years ago, nobody was buying it. Nobody was eating it. And there were kale farmers going, well, I guess we'll start growing pot or something because nobody's buying this kale. And then one of them had the idea, we'll start telling everybody it's really good for you.
Uh-huh.
Kale became the hip thing. It's not good.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
I like
it
roasted.
I don't like it in smoothies.
Mm, right.
Just makes it.
Like grainy.
Yeah.
I was trying to sound healthy. I don't do that either.
let's
squeeze. We're doing number five.
Yeah, let's go do a number five, okay. And we'll take our last break.
Okay, my number five is to read in a hammock.
Oh, very specific and good.
Yeah. Hammocks are cheap.
Hammocks are great.
Yeah, you can get like one of those little like backpacky thingies. I think they're only like $30.
They roll up like that's it. Julia gave me one for Christmas.
30 or 40.
They roll up super tiny. They're easy to hang up.
Super cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
read in a hammock.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Especially when we have weather like this. Yes. You know, 84, 86 degrees.
Shade of a tree.
Yeah.
In a hammock. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Good book.
My number five is, again, kind of like writing a letter. It's just a way to sort of like organize your thoughts and your life, and it just makes me feel better, especially if you are, you know, laid off or furloughed or whatever it is, still not working through the summer. Give yourself a routine. Make a routine, whether it's just getting up and making the bed in the morning or showering at a certain time or a feeding schedule, you know, like a meal routine, something to give you something to do every day where you have a time where you have to be somewhere, even if it's self-imposed. It really helps my moods when I have a goal that I accomplish every day. And that's a really important thing. It helps my mood a lot.
My little girl's growing up.
Once of all.
Remember just once, dealt with depression a lot.
Not too long ago, she goes, hey guys, how often do you change your socks? And we're all like, every day. And she's like, really?
I was like on a 3 or 4 day routine. Like, yeah, you wear them until you turn them inside out. And then when they're too crusty, you switch them out. All right. Yeah, I'm over it now.
I need a break. I don't know about you guys. Listeners have all turned off their radios. But hopefully they'll come back after this break. We have Caitlin Shook with us. It's Ricky's top 10 mood boosters, which we should have a theme music to go with this to the theme of Ghostbusters.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Mood boosters.
Yeah.
Think about that. We'll be right back.
I'll think about that.
Winter Ridge Natural Foods is now offering early bird shopping hours Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. During these hours, all employees on the main floor will be wearing protective masks. Shop the store, freshly cleaned and stocked. Curbside pickup is now available 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., as well as weekends from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Check out our rotating wine and dine sale going on now while supplies last. As a way to stay connected, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, or come see us in person at the store. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Sometimes a short placation is just what the doctor ordered.
The Kootenai Casino in beautiful Bonners Ferry is offering a playcation with more than just gaming and winning. We're located in the middle of North Idaho's most beautiful setting, offering golf, fishing, hiking, sightseeing, and so much more. We've always offered a casino full of great gaming machines, amazing spa and daily specials, but now we're also offering July midweek room rates starting at just $79 a night, and weekend rooms starting at just $99 a night. And this month only, we'll also give you two coupons good for breakfast in our Springs restaurant. Need to get away? A July playcation to the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry isn't just about winning. It's about so much more. To book your July stay, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... Oof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
See? Mood busters.
Mood boosters.
Had a hit on our hands. Thank you, Derek Walker, our engineer.
Nailed it.
Yeah, absolutely nailed it. We're going to expect that out of every break from now on. No, I'm just kidding.
So mood. My sister Paula just texted and said that she changes her socks as often as she takes her shoes off.
What?
That's yes.
Excessive, Paula.
That's insane.
But I commend your hygiene.
Yeah.
She must smell great.
Probably. Well, better than me.
It's great that she's listening to the show here on NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Shout out.
Hello.
Say hey to everybody in Vancouver. Yes, will do, Papa. You hear that?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Speaking of mood busters, real quick, you're probably wondering, why am I wearing a Hawaiian shirt on a Wednesday? It's my normal Hawaiian shirt Friday.
Shirt. You
because
wear...
I was in a bad mood when I finally got out of bed this morning, because I was thinking about the world as it is and all this. I shouldn't watch the news at night and go to bed.
It's Nobody should.
Depressing.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Screw this. I'm not going to wear what I normally wear to the office. I'm putting on a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. I'm going
to
change
really
my
good
mood.
Shirt. I meant to
it's
tell
a good
you
shirt.
How great of
a shirt. I like that you think that it's such a detour from what you normally wear that we would have noticed.
Okay, my super comfy two sizes too big golf shirt.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Anyway, this show's about you guys. Top 10 mood busters, and we are at number 4.
Yes.
Aww. Okay, mine is a little cheesy, but it really helps, and it surprises me every time that I can do it, because it's just cheesy, but have a private dance party.
Oh, that's a good one. I do that a lot.
It's better when you don't plan it.
Yeah.
Because then it just feels contrived and stupid, but if it just like comes naturally, you just put a song on, and you all of a sudden just start dancing, everything just feels better.
Just like the Cat Stevens songs. If you want to sing out, sing out. You know?
Love that song.
No, but I do that. I catch myself often. I like to listen to music in the shower, too, so I'll do a little shower dance.
Really?
It's very fun.
Ooh, that's
I like it. My number 4, well, Number four and number three are kind of tied, so I'll get into this in number three. My number four is swimming. I am like stubbornly determined to swim as much as I possibly can in the summer, and I start when the water is too cold, and I've been trying to swim almost every day. I think I didn't swim for like 3 days last week, and it felt weird, but I constantly have summer hair. I take lake showers. I'm just like, I'm swimming as much as I possibly can.
Well, that might explain the sock thing, because then her feet are always clean.
Right, totally. I don't wear socks in the summer either, guys, unless I'm golfing. Caitlin, you're number three.
I need to swim more. But this, my number three goes with swimming, and it's float on some floaties.
Nice. Yeah. You know, Bob Woody's float never therapy. Floated the pack.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome. But even just like, you know, the cheapo blow up pad things, just go anywhere, just lie down in the water.
I really like that one.
Yeah, so relaxing.
Oh, I was picturing you with those floaties around your biceps.
Wings. Or those. That's also relaxing.
Yeah.
Wings, I'm reminded.
Yeah, water wings. What is really fun, we call it a life jacket diaper, is you put the life jacket on upside down. This is not a manufacturer's recommendation, but you wear them like a diaper, you know, like you put your legs through the armhole and then you can just sit in it in the lake. And
it's a shookism.
Very relaxing.
Or what we used to call back when you guys were little, the float off of your parents' houseboat, because you had those like square
the
life
little
jacket things and you just jump in the water and sit on it. It was perfect.
That was perfect.
Yeah, that counts. All of it counts.
I like it.
Diapers, floats.
It's a good one.
Squares.
Yeah. And there is something to going out into the middle of the lake on a boat and floating. Yeah. Like, it just feels different. It's so deep and you're just surrounded by nothing.
That's really what I was picturing. But you can do it anywhere.
Anywhere.
You could do it in a puddle.
I like, you could. You could get a kiddie pool and float in that.
There you go.
I like it. So my number three is hiking. But really, it goes along with swimming. I think any physical outdoor activity that you enjoy, those two are my favorites. Particularly, like Bob Woody was saying, if you go up to the top of a mountain right now, it's going to be 5 to 10 degrees cooler than it is down here in the valley, which is a nice relief. The plant and animal life is spectacular. It's nice to be able to just take a break and sit and listen and watch the nature for a while. It's very nice and relaxing. So I enjoy swimming and hiking. I know bicycling for some reason is a really big thing in the mountains. I don't really get it.
I know, I'm terrified of it, but I think I am going to try it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And then, like running in the woods, I don't really get either. So there's weirder things that you can do. Yeah, I don't get it. There's things that you can do outdoors that I don't necessarily enjoy, but please go do that. Like anything outdoors right now, take advantage of where we live. It's the time.
And I understand it's becoming huckleberry season.
Are they starting to?
Yeah, they're about halfway up Schweitzer right now. Not that I told anyone that, and don't go there.
Oh, I got my spots.
Okay.
Don't you worry about me.
I know.
Okay, number two. Are we on to two?
We are.
Is do a new project, something that you haven't done before. And I just did that, and I feel excellent about myself. I refinished an old cedar trunk that I found at a garage sale.
And it looks amazing.
Thanks.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Just anything that's just like a undone project that you have a idea about, just go for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a long time for me to like start the project because, I don't know, fear and whatevers.
Yeah.
I just do it.
I have a hard time finishing projects.
I was going to say, I know a lot of guys who like to tinker around the house and do things like you're saying with that, or build a new garage door themselves or whatever, but they or a fence, something like that, but they don't ever want to finish because then they're afraid of like, then what do I do?
Right.
The project will be over.
Huh. Yeah. Maybe that's part of why I don't like to start, but mine's always just getting started, but I always finish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it. I agree with that. I'm a big crafter, so I'm all about that. My number two is change your hair. Obviously, be careful with cutting your hair on your own. It's not always that easy. Don't watch YouTube videos about it.
I did already.
Consult your favorite stylist before you do that. But there's a lot of non-permanent things that you can do. If that's your look, go ahead and buzz your hair. It's very hard to mess that up. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of like temporary dyes or even just like shampoos and conditioners that add a tint to your hair that's just kind of fun for a minute. There's, you know, different kinds of like clip-in extensions that you can do. Just do something where it looks different for a little while. Me, I'm addicted to changing my hair. It is the one thing that's consistent about my hairstyle is that it is always different. So I'm all about it. I've taken all the risks that you can take. I've done all of the hairdos you can have, and it's really fun. It always changes my attitude and confidence and all that stuff when you need it. So big fan of changing your hair.
Yeah. That was my number one.
No way.
Yay!
That's like the one thing we've had in common on this whole list, though, which is pretty – usually there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, Willie and I last 2 weeks tied on several, probably six out of the top ten.
Yeah.
So – your hair doesn't seem different.
She hasn't done it yet,
but I have a whole concept. Yeah. Don't you worry, Bob. Yeah, I'm going for it. I haven't changed my hair in like 10 years.
Yeah.
And I've been same long hair. I want long. It's going to stay long, people. Yeah. Don't worry. It's part of my identity. But yeah.
But
it'd be different.
Looking at your childhood photos, you changed your hair a lot before. Yeah. So it's kind of exciting.
Time.
So that's your number one?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a real quick Caitlin story.
Totally.
When her and her identical twin sister were working at Hidden Lakes when they were in high school, they didn't work necessarily together. They showed up the first day, and it was Lori Long had long hair, and Caitlin had shorter hair. So the long hair went the first day, and then the second day, the shorter hair. And so my friend Ron Perrin, who was working out there at the time, said, oh, she got her hair cut. And then the third day, Lori Long shows up again with long hair, and he pulls me aside and goes, okay, she had long hair, then yesterday she had short hair. How does she have long hair again? He honestly did not know you guys were identical.
That's
twins.
Hilarious.
True story.
Even with different hair, people can't tell.
We get that a lot.
No,
we
I remember that.
Same job.
It was Lori Long and Katie Cut for a long time.
Yeah.
So your hair. Yeah. So I could always tell you apart.
Needs to happen again. It needs to be Caitlin's something. I don't know what the alliteration's going to be, but we'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something, yeah. Caitlin Cute.
Caitlin Cute Cut. Yeah.
My number one is something that we've been battling with, because there's always kind of a fine line and you have to just be a little rude to your friends. And it's always difficult when there's drinking involved. But physical distance, socialization. So have a social distance party. Have people outside in your house. Don't let them in to use the bathroom or eat or anything. Just have everything set up outside. Have a fire. Stay 6 feet away. Don't hug each other. You know, you can stay as quarantined as you want to. You can put all these rules in place. But sitting across from somebody and having a conversation in person helps so much. It's amazing how just the good times you have. And even if you're just sitting there near each other, you feel that camaraderie and you remember why you like looking people in the eye, like all that stuff that you kind of have been missing. Even without the hugging or touching or sharing chips or whatever, it feels really good just to be around people, and you can be selective and you can make the rules however you want to, but just get out and do something with somebody. Even just riding bikes. Like, riding bikes is a very safe activity you can do. You're naturally 6 feet away from each other. And it's that season right now. We can be outside. It's easier to ride a bike downtown than drive. Physical distance socialization is my recommendation.
Yeah, or, you know, calling friends you haven't talked to in a long time. You can do FaceTime with your friends, or in my case, my grandkids and things like that. And just staying. In fact, one of our first guests when all of this thing started was a psychologist from BGH saying, let's not call it social distancing.
Yeah.
Let's call it safe distancing, but remain social.
Yeah.
Especially if you have, you know, grandparents that are still around or whatever, people you haven't seen, and they're like stuck in their homes. Give them a call. Cheer them up.
Well, and things like my brother and another sister, sorry, Paula, and I all watched The Babysitter's Club on Netflix, the new series. And so it's so good. We just FaceTimed about it the other day because it was like, guys, we need to talk. And normally we would never do that, but it just felt fun. Like, we got to talk to each other. And I don't know. There's just little things like that. I agree.
Well, all right. Well, Caitlin, thanks for joining us once again today. We have to figure out how often you've been on the show now.
Yeah, I don't know. What
three or four times, I'm thinking.
Maybe six.
And Ricky's top 10 mood boosters for this time we're going through. So what I've learned today is, get a mani-pedi, change your hair, drink cocktails, and solo dance to the theme from Ghostbusters.
They're all things you do already.
But cheer up, everybody. Let's just try to stay safe, stay healthy, get outside and do stuff. We have beautiful weathers through this weekend, even getting warmer next week. So get outside and enjoy that. And next week, we're going to talk about movies that will also cheer you up.
I already forgot what we were going to talk about. Yeah, no, that's a good one. I love movies.
So we'll get to that. And I'll be back in here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
97.1 K246EU, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.